This is Beth Haken, Head of Public Relations at the PMI Group. I'm proud to bring you PMI's first podcast featuring Mark Milner, Chief Risk Officer of PMI Mortgage Insurance Company. This podcast will address two topics. First, the state of the nation's real estate markets, and second, one of the burning questions of the day, whether or not a house is a good investment. The discussion is based on PMI's Spring Economic and Real Estate Trends Report, or ERET, which contains our U.S. Market Risk Index. The full report is available on our website. Go to pmigroup.com. On the top navigation, click on Newsroom, and then choose Publications from the drop-down menu on the left. You'll see PMI's Spring ERET, which has data on the nation's 50 largest metropolitan statistical areas, or MSAs, and an appendix, which provides data for all MSAs. And now, here's Mark Milner.
Thanks, Beth. The first topic I'll address is what we're seeing this quarter in the nation's real estate market. I'll talk about some numbers, and then a bit about what we think they mean. Then I'll move on to the second topic, whether a home is a good investment. What we saw in 2004 and the first half of 2005 was a red-hot market where home prices were increasing much faster than incomes. For example, in the San Francisco Bay Area, where PMI is located, home prices jumped 18% from 2004 to 2005, but no one I know got an 18% raise. That kind of imbalance just isn't sustainable over the long term. So overall, what we're seeing now is what we expected to see, and frankly, what we thought we had to see, a gradual slowing of a market that had gotten out of balance. We've heard a lot of anecdotal evidence of a market slowdown, but now the data is beginning to catch up. The PMI U.S. Market Risk Index is a statistical model that predicts the likelihood of home price declines in areas around the country. It's based on three categories of forward-looking statistics: home price appreciation and acceleration, local employment growth and unemployment rates, and affordability. Here's a brief look at the risk index numbers for spring 2006. Risk index scores increased for all the top 50 MSAs except Chicago, whose score decreased by 1 point. New Orleans was not scored this quarter due to the catastrophic impact of Hurricane Katrina. 14 of the top 50 MSAs now have risk scores above 500, meaning they face a 50% or greater risk of home price declines in the next 2 years. This is up from 11 MSAs last quarter. The top three riskiest MSAs are still San Diego, Santa Ana, and Boston, and risk continues to be concentrated on the coasts. All MSAs with a 50% or more chance of price declines are in either California or the Boston to New York corridor. The average score has increased to 287, up from 261 last quarter. The biggest change was in Minneapolis, Minnesota, which gained 90 points, taking it to a score of 350 and up 2 spots in the ranking to number 19. Looking beyond the risk index scores to some of the numbers behind those scores, we see some interesting trends. With continued double-digit appreciation in many areas coinciding with rising interest rates, affordability is becoming more of a challenge for American homebuyers. Overall, appreciation remains quite strong by historical standards. It's still in the double digits in many areas, but there is definitely a slowing trend in the past 2 quarters. Of the top 50 MSAs, all but 5 saw employment growth, and in most, unemployment remains below 5%. So, what do these numbers mean? We continue to believe the most likely scenario is a soft landing because of the continued strength of national and local economies. We expect to see a continuation of the slowing trend in many markets as they return toward their long-term averages. And we believe that we all need to get ready to return to earning our equity the old-fashioned way by paying down our mortgages and experiencing slow, steady appreciation over time. Now, I want to turn to a question a lot of people are asking. With this change in the housing market, is a home still a good investment? In this quarter's ERET, we took a look at a very simple but very compelling way of assessing the economic benefit of home ownership. We took the Ofeo House Price Index and other data covering the time period from 1986 to 2005 and charted the percentage of the time the index showed a positive return on investment. Here's what we found. During this period, homeownership was a good investment most of the time. The worst rate of return was among those who owned their houses for just 5 years during the early 1990s. These were actually concentrated in a few very specific regional markets. Even among this group, however, owning a home was a good investment in more than 80% of the cases. High returns on short-term housing investments are possible if you time the market right. But if your timing is off, you could suffer significant losses. The longer you own your home, the more likely you are to generate a positive return. In 100% of the cases, owning a home for 10 years or more resulted in positive returns. The risk index numbers show us that there is a risk of price declines in some areas of the country. Our investment study shows us that over the long term, a home has generally been a good investment. The bottom line is that if you're thinking about buying a home, you should consider it the cornerstone of a long-term savings and wealth-building strategy. Viewed that way, it's done very well by generations of Americans.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks for listening, everyone. Remember, you can find the full PMI Economic and Real Estate Trends Report at pmigroup.com. Just click on Newsroom and then on Publications from the drop-down menu on the left.